I'm trying to finish. I thought I had more time, and so I was eating a piece of that candy. Little peppermint thing. You can hear it crunching. It was on the table. It might not have. I hope that was okay to eat. Now that I think about it. I ate your candy. The little boy in me, you know, and I just look and I said, that peppermint looks good. And besides that, everybody I'm talking to is grateful that I'm chewing on that peppermint. So, well, we'll move right into this. In 6 months, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, the town in Galilee, I'll read pieces of this, but mostly paraphrase it because we know the story. But, you know, this is a family time. This is our church family time. And we just share like we would at home. And Gabriel came to a virgin. She's pledged to be married to a man, but they're not married yet. And the angel went to her. Greetings, you know, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. And this thing, the angel said, don't be afraid, Mary, you found favor with God. I'm amazed at this girl because just the normal human nature would be saying, are you for real? You'd have to, wouldn't you? Or give me a sign or prove to me some way or another that I'm not having a spell here, and you know, that I didn't eat the wrong food or whatever it is. But her faith was that strong. That's one of the reasons she was chosen. I'd have had a problem with this. She didn't. And it's hard for me just to share stuff and not add a little bit to it, but I'm just amazed how this happened. And she just accepted it, said, you'll be a child, you'll give birth to a son, you're to call his name Jesus, and he'll be great. Must be a short in me somewhere. He'll be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob. And she said, well, how's this going to happen? You know, how will this be? Because I'm a virgin, and I've never done anything wrong, and I'm not married to this guy. And he said, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And God, in other words, what he said was God can do what God wants to do. And it'd be good for all of us to remember that. When you get in a bind and you think, this life's not working, God can do what God wants to do. And he can do it any time, and he can overcome every difficulty. So God did what God wanted to do. And then we move on into the next part of this whole story, and this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she's found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, did not want to publicly expose her, he had in mind that he'd just divorce her quietly. Because, you know, you were considered married when you weren't exactly married. You had to be engaged for a long time. And he just said, you know, I don't want to hurt this girl. When you watch the film, and I really appreciate the movie. I can't believe you ordered that and got that quick. But did everybody get a copy of that? David Jeremiah, you watched that part, and it's so authentic, and it's right by the book. The anguish this guy went through, and you know, he received, it doesn't say in here, but you know he did, because we're people. He received a lot of ridicule. Can you imagine what his friends were saying to him? And you ought to do this and ought to do the same thing they'd say to you or me. You know, you need to just publicly expose her. She's done something behind your back. Nobody believed this was of God. And he was having trouble, but he didn't want to hurt her, no matter what his friends or his family or anybody else said. And then he is in a dream. An angel of the Lord appears to him, and he says, you take her. You take her as your wife. Because what's done in her is from the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you something. These are still Old Testament people. You had to be really sharp and really faithful to even understand, because we know when we hear the term Holy Spirit, what do they know about Him? That wasn't a common usage in those days. And so he says the Holy Spirit is going to, you know, is doing this work and has come upon her and caused her to be pregnant. And I would have been asking the what? And he receives all this. Exceptional people. She'll give birth to a son, and he said, you have the responsibility to call his name. You give the name of Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins. And it said all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. And so Joseph woke up and he did what the angel Lord commanded, and he took Mary home as his wife, but he did not have any union with her. They didn't do anything until after she'd had Jesus. So that's how that happened. And then you know about the taxation, how God can use even the most wicked people. He can use the things of this world to accomplish what he wants. And so to get them in the right place, well, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for this census, and that would take them to Bethlehem. And there was no room for them. And we mentioned this in a message here a week or two ago, but there was a reason that there was no room for them in the end. God wanted Jesus born in very humble circumstances. He also wanted the shepherds, the lowest of society, to be there, and he wanted the wise men to come and be there. And for the shepherds to be there, they would never have been allowed in the inn. They weren't allowed in any part of Jewish society. I mean, it's pretty bad when you're considered so low that you can't even go in the church and worship. Now, that's pretty bad. But they wouldn't let them go in the temple. They were too dirty. They were too filthy. And they were considered, well, in our terms today, they were considered scum. But not to God. Nobody is to God. Everybody counts to the Lord. And so there they were out in the field, and babies, they couldn't go in the inn, so they're over there in the basically a feed trough and a manger, and then the angel of the Lord appeared to these shepherds out there. It's a great scene in the movie. You like that. They were truly shocked, and I would be too. Angel Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They're terrified. Well, who wouldn't be? But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that'll be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. Just one, I have to comment on this. They aren't allowed in the church, but God brought the church to them. Isn't that beautiful? The people won't let you, and the religious people won't let you come and worship with them. So I will come and worship with you. That's pretty neat. That's what this whole Christmas thing is about. And so this will be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angels left and went into heaven, the shepherds, you know, here they're saying, "Man, we got to go see this thing." And they went into Bethlehem and they hurried off and they found everything just like the angel said it was. And they were amazed. They were overjoyed. But one other thing happened that's, I haven't mentioned in a message, but we need to keep it in our minds. One other little incident with these shepherds. The lowliest of the people were the first people to go and tell everybody else that Jesus Christ was born on this earth. They went out and were telling everybody. It said they went out and they were spreading the good news. Who did it? The religious folks? No. The high and mighty, the top of society? No. The shepherds. And they didn't care what anybody thought of them. And it's a lesson for us today. Share what you know. Tell your story. Tell about how you've met Christ, just like they did. And if somebody doesn't like it, just move on. Keep going, just like they did. Because there'll be people who won't like you tell them about Christ. Well, too bad. And then later on, it wasn't in the manger experience, but we always include these guys, the wise men. They came sometime later. Jesus was he was a little boy when they finally got there. They followed that star, God's special star, for a long, long, long time. They didn't just start off from a foreign country and land there the next day. So by the time they got there, the whole manger thing had already taken place, and Jesus was a little boy, and they finally arrive. And we don't know how many wise men there were. There were probably several, but three of them had gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they honored him with the gold and the frankincense, and the gold for, you know, to a king, and the frankincense. And then the myrrh was used as an embalming herb in that day. That was their embalming fluid. And so already he was honored as the king and prepared for his death, even as a little child. How did they know that? We don't know that they did. We just know that they gave that, inspired by the Lord. There's things we do, we don't know why we did them, but God prompted us to do it, so we do it. And so that, in a nutshell, just kind of summarizes and gives us the Christmas story of it all, beginning with a young lady that God chose, and Joseph, who was in the line of David, her husband. And the Lord has to appear to both of them, and then to the angels, and then leads the wise men. And you say, wonder why the wise men, really? Well, God wanted the shepherds to be able to come to him, those who feel like they're in the lowest rung. And he also wanted us to know that if you're willing to humble yourself, those that are the wisest, most educated, wealthiest can also come. As I mentioned in a message, but I want to say it again. The shepherds walked in and looked at the little baby Jesus. They were already humble, in an humble position in life. The wise men had to stoop and bow. You remember what Jesus said about that? He said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. So all those already humbled were able to walk up and look. And those that were from the highest form of society, they had to humble themselves and bow and offer their gifts. But all can come. And that's the Christmas story. And you're here because all can come, regardless of whatever position in life or anything's ever happened to you. So that's our Christmas story. And those shepherds went out and they began to share the message. And that the light had come into the world, Jesus Christ. And they took that light and they just went from one to another. And that's what it's all about. You know, we make Christianity too hard. It's just taking your light and giving that light to just one person at a time and passing it along. And Mario doesn't want to share the light, but we're going to make him do it anyway. Yeah, can you get it? Something's making my little light blow all over the place. There it is. If it'll stay. It's that fan. Yeah. Yeah, it's trying to go out. Put both of them up there. Oh, you just put mine out. That didn't happen in the real deal. So, we'll try this again. Yeah, that fan's blowing out. Here, let me see if I can block it. There you go. Maybe I can. Yeah. We get it? Yeah, if it'll stay lighted, you got it? All right. The whole candlelight thing is just one person sharing with another. It's a little bitty light, but it's amazing how these things multiply if you'll just do what God called you to do. Tell your story. Tell what you've seen, what you've done, what Christ has done in your life. And just pass it from one to another. It doesn't take long. One little bitty light. And from there, it just starts lighting up the world. These candlelight services, they're just really designed to serve to remind us that you're not here to win the whole world, just one person beside you, another person over here that you meet. Just pass your light along one at a time. Before you know it, though, you look around, there's a whole bunch of lights. We're still passing them around, still going. Is everybody lighted already? Yeah? Are we out of candles? Oh, they got it. This went faster than I thought it would. Did we miss anyone? No, we didn't. Are we good? Yeah. There you go. Okay, thank you. Well, just hold them up for a moment. And we had a little trouble getting it started, but they had a little trouble getting started in those days. And now look around. We started right here and right here. So all I did was share the light with two people. But look what happened. And so take this message and go out, and you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And Jesus Christ is the light that's come into the world. Share him with all people. God bless you and keep you. God lift up his countenance, his presence upon you. God give you peace, and God keep you safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can put them out now.